There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Always follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back, folks. Let's go to the picks. Get up, you beast. It's Plonk today. Top Horse Racing Plays, Express Bet Editor-in-Chief Jeremy Plonk. We're going to Belmont, and in race three, he likes the two. Dangerous Edge at 4-1 on the morning line. And in race seven, he likes the eight. Amount, 5-1. You can bet these races and more using First Bet, the preferred horse betting app of Visa. Good luck, everyone.
Here we go. A full hour with the maestro. He is the VP of Circa Sports, the hotel and casino down here in Las Vegas, of the Golden Gate and the D, as well. Also the host of Odds On,
sure.
Weekdays, 2 Eastern, 11 Pacific, right here on VSiN. He is the maestro, Mike Palm. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Mitch. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, Mike.
Good morning, Stowe, Vermont, our loyal family watching on Nesson, Kankakee, Illinois, Peekaboo, Marquee. We see you. Swift Current, Saskatchewan. Everyone watching on Rogers Sportsnet, Old Canada. Sewickley in the Pittsburgh area. Good morning, AT&T in Barona, California. Sunrise over Spectrum.
Very good. Take us across the continent like always.
I try to. You're rubbing salt in the wounds here. I got to listen to that 5:45 segment driving in. I had Yankees first 500.
Oh, you did, huh? Yeah. You're not the only person.
Phillips drops the ball.
Phillips, yep.
Why are we scared to pitch to Kiner Falafel?
Why?
Throw him a strike!
Yeah, yeah.
You have the best pitcher in baseball on the mound.
That was absurd, that half inning.
Tony La Russa liked the move, though.
Yeah, he did. He approved.
Oh, God.
Tipped his cap. Good job. I'm going to file that one away, I think, is what La Russa said.
That's a vicious beat.
Oh, that's vicious.
Condolences, Michael.
Wait. And I had end game under 3.5 in the Phillies game.
No.
End game under 3.5.
No, you didn't.
I did.
That's worse.
As an end game, plus
that's
130.
Worse.
End game under 3.
The only way you beat the guy goes, yaya.
He's got two strikes, and I had to take a phone call.
Oh, no.
Right? And I look up, the game's over. So I just check my phone. It's 3-1. Yeah. I said, what?
Yep.
3-1. How did the Phillies throw five left-handers in that lineup yesterday? Why would they have five left-handers against that kid?
And how did
I couldn't believe it.
And how did they take 2 out of 3 against the Marlins in this series?
No shot.
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
Yep.
You're right. Head-scratching losses for this team.
I think the Marlins are good, but it's been the whole season now with these Okay, so fireworks out of the gates here. Take us behind the scenes, Mike, as a VP. You've been doing this for a long time.
Yes, we're talking to the VP now. I always like this.
Exactly right. So
Ben Fox is a VP, too, so don't get too carried away with the title.
Like, when you first get wind that, like, there's a customer, right, here on your premises that needs to have a talking to or might have to get 86th or kicked out eventually, like, what happens behind the scenes, and then take us through the whole process?
Well, what happened yesterday? Can we talk about the real-life example with this guy, that this former sound engineer, and watch some of these guys here. Yeah, this Mikhail's up. Anyhow, that was coming in the studio, followed Paul to the car, right, and all this. So this is a very easy case of somebody that's, you know, somewhat disturbed. We heard it happened at some other stations in town, too. But, you know, John got me the information, John Goulet, our executive producer, about what happened to you with the car the other day and what we thought was the guy's name. Here, it's really nice here that we have the ID scans. You know, sometimes the lines back up and people say, it takes too long because we're scanning the IDs. Believe me, it's a good thing. And in that case, we got the name. We ran the name. The guy had been here 74 times in the last year. He had swiped his ID. We know where he's from, that it was a local guy. And that, you know, the next time he comes and swipes the ID, we'll know he's on property. I know he came here yesterday. The 86 process is very specific to the law. You must read them the specific text that they're no longer allowed to be on your properties. That puts them on notice. So if they step foot onto your property anytime in the future, they are in violation of the law. Okay. You can call Metro and they will be detained.
Wow.
But that's the formal process to 86 them. They must be put on notice, and it's very specific, that three-sentence jargon that you have to read them. Now, for us, when we 86 somebody, it can come up for review in 6 months, and every 6 months. So let's say the guy got out of line, he behaved inappropriately, you know, several times, and we said, we just don't want your business anymore, you're 86. Now, in 6 months, he can write a letter to John Fiato, who, you know, is our director of security, in the business.
Oh, awesome.
Top in the business, John Fiato.
No doubt.
He reviews it. What John will do is he'll call the person that was involved or the people that were involved in the decision that was made to 86 the person and say, this guy's requesting to lift his 86. Do you want to consider it, yes or no? And we talk through it, and occasionally it gets lifted.
What are some of the reasons to get 86'd? What can get you 86th?
Any type of any inappropriate behavior towards another person or another guest, physically fighting another guest, striking a guest. We've 86th players for the language, abusive language to staff and dealers.
I don't think a lot of people realize that.
Mm-hmm.
When you come out here and you're like 5 drinks in, you don't have free reign to say whatever word in the dictionary that you want. Not even dictionary. But
there's a four-letter word that'll get you out.
Immediately,
for good,
right?
For sure. No questions asked.
Okay,
yep.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Cheating?
Cheating? Yeah, that's not never up for review.
Okay,
If somebody's done cheating, any attempts to cheat on a game.
Any attempts. Yeah. Well said, well said. Okay,
you ever been in a room with somebody where you said you can have the money and the hammer or you can leave?
No.
You ever
come
hear
on
that?
Now. That's nonsense.
I know that.
Oh, no, come on. What nonsense? That happened
today.
Back.
I'm talking about today.
Today.
Okay,
yeah,
yes,
talking
absolutely.
About today in corporate America here.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, there's a room to detain people that you detain them till the police arrive, but they're not, and it's like a little jail cell, right? But I mean, nothing happens there except you question them while you're waiting for the police.
Well, we know guys have been roughed up.
Yeah, sure.
That's right. Okay, so that's the 80s. Now, how about the self-expulsion list? Take us through that you can say. You know, I think
self-exclusion. Yeah.
Oh, exclusion. What
yeah,
I self, okay, my fault.
You said self-expulsion, like you're going out of a plane or something.
Yeah, but thank you.
You can request the view for any reason, and most times it's if you have a problem with gambling, which is more a problem with losing than problem with. But anyhow, you can request to be excluded. So you will no longer receive any mail. You will no longer receive any. It doesn't mean that we're going to throw you out if you walk in the door. You don't get any mail. You don't get any offers.
Oh, it doesn't?
No comps of any time. No.
I thought it was on, isn't it on gaming if you show up, if you say.
No, you're excluding.
That I don't trust myself. I don't even want to show up in the casino.
Our obligation is to give you nothing.
Okay.
Right? Our obligation is to give you nothing. So you can't, we don't mail you. We don't give you any offers. We don't comp you anything. Nothing. You don't get a free drink, nothing at all. And you can't have a line of credit. If you have a line of credit, we decease that. Now, if you sneak in and you play. You know, that's on you.
Okay.
But we're you're excluding from getting any sort of offer or enticement from us.
They can't
to come
say,
gamble here.
Can't they say put me on a list?
Well,
I don't want to.
If you can say you want to be 86, that you can never longer be on the property again. Yeah.
So that would be
different.
That would be the technical list that they would go on then. Mm-hmm. The same
Correct.
Thing then, kind of.
Correct.
If I show up, kick me out immediately.
Throw me out. I have a problem. I can't control it. If you see me, walk me out of here.
Have you seen that?
Not to that point. I have people that have excluded because they had a problem losing, and they
recognize
listen,
it.
This is an addiction society. Mm-hmm. It's an addiction-fueled society. And they recognize that, or their family recognize that and convince them that that's the best thing.
How rare is that?
No, there's probably at any given time, a couple dozen people or less on that list.
Okay.
Interesting. That's a good one. Environmental services. Cleanup crew.
Key people. Joe Campbell and his team, right?
Really?
Biohazards.
Okay.
Well, you get a lot of with the drinking. A lot of the vomiting and this sort of thing.
Okay.
That's more than blood. Blood occasionally, right? Something happens. Somebody cuts themselves and you get blood. And then you have to shut down the table, clean it. The cards or the dice, if they get blood on them, they're destroyed. They're bagged and they're destroyed. But we get a lot of... we call them bio. So what happened? Somebody threw up, somebody urinated, or there was blood. That happens every weekend.
It does?
Well, you see the way that people drink in this town. The vomiting. The vomiting is by far number one.
My guess is that it happens not only every weekend, it happens at every one of your properties.
Sure.
And I'm sure...
More so with the pool and the sun, right?
That makes sense.
People sicker quicker.
That's right.
You'll see that at a blackjack table, though, too. Mm-hmm. Sitting here at the mega bar or whatever, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. They've been at it for eight, nine hours.
I've never seen that, though.
What's that? At a blackjack table? I've never seen that either. Before. I've never seen that at a table before, but I'm sure it happens.
I've been at a poker table where it happened.
Oh.
That the person vomited right onto the table.
On the table?
Yeah, right on the turn.
What happens with the blood? Scabs? How about coughing, sneezing?
People cut themselves.
And there's all of a sudden there's blood on the cards?
People have a cut on their hand. They get a paper cut. Sometimes people break a glass.
Okay.
They lose a hand. They get snapped off. It happens.
And they just make the phone call, and then you come and shut it down.
You got to shut it down. You got to clean
it down.
Everything that the blood touches,
Well, I would think if somebody vomits on a craps table, that table is going to go outside and get destroyed.
It's going to get cleaned.
I know.
Mitch.
It's going to get cleaned. Yes. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that's not $8 an hour.
The tables are expensive. No, but it'll get thoroughly cleaned, and the table will be down. And it'll be down for several hours.
Yes.
Interesting.
Go get me a napkin. Come on. We got a hot game here. We're going to be good to go in 5 minutes.
Paper towels in the pit.
Wow. Didn't you fire somebody because they threw up, but then it wasn't because they vomited, it's because they didn't tip the person cleaning it up? Is that a true story?
We asked them to leave.
Okay.
We didn't 86 them,
right,
but we asked them to leave.
Okay.
We vomited at Long Bar.
Yeah.
Vomited, threw up. Chair down there on the tile. Cleaning crew came, scrubbed it, everything like that. No tip. Nothing.
No tip.
No appreciation, nothing.
And sat there and wanted to continue.
Not the kind of person you want around.
No, well, yeah,
I would think
luck.
As soon as that happens, don't you ask them to, time to go to your room?
Yeah.
Time to leave?
Well, sometimes it can just be the person sick.
Yeah, no, I get that
part,
too.
They're obscenely drunk.
True.
It doesn't have to be.
Good. Right out of the gates. That's fun. Mm. Love talking to the VP. That is awesome. Those stories. Never heard about it. I forgot about that. Like the list. Put yourself on the list.
I never.
Yeah.
Self-exclusion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good.
All right. So follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. The email is ftm@vsin.com. FTM for follow the money at vsin.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter at VSiN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard, and at Mike Palm Circa. Up next, Mike's 5 biggest gaffes in the sports world. We call it no hyperbole, and he'll run it down, the ranting, the raving, all coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
David Hess, one of the lead cappers over at Winners and Winers, one of the best total cappers in the business. He's the king of totals. 17-9 run in the last 27 totals. He's got one today. Text VSIN to 320-350-3500. Dave Hess, VSIN, 320-350-3500. Let's go! It's time!
No bias.
You will respect my authority.
No pulled punches.
Your wife cheated on you because you lost sight of who you are as a man. As a husband.
No agenda.
There is no fear in this dojo.
This is no hyperbole.
This is the best part of the week.
Here's the maestro, Mike Palm.
I am the smartest man alive.
Number five, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. The summer breeze is gone. Drew Brees, that is. After just one season as analyst on NBC's coverage of Notre Dame football, and Brees is leaving the network. Well, first reported in a New York Post a month ago that Brees would not be returning this fall, it was confirmed by NBC Sports Chairman Pete Bavakwa this week. Bavakwa called it a lifestyle choice for Brees, saying the NFL's all-time passing leader in yards and touchdowns wanted to spend more time with his family. With Al Michaels moving to Amazon for Thursday Night Football, NBC moved Brees' partner on the Notre Dame games, Mike Tirico, into the play-by-play chair for Sunday Night Football, where he will call the games with Chris Collinsworth. Many had speculated that Brees would likely replace Collinsworth when his hire was announced last year. But a less than inspiring season of calling Notre Dame football, coupled with the disastrous performance with Tirico on the Raiders-Bengals AFC wildcard game, made it an obvious decision for NBC. But was it fair for Brees? Imagine the first time ever calling an NFL game, and it's in the playoffs. He didn't get 3 weeks of preseason games to get comfortable. He didn't get 4 or 5 months of regular season NFL football. Instead, he went directly from Georgia Tech losing 55-0 at South Bend to Cincinnati 26, Las Vegas 19 with a 4th-and-goal stand by the Bengals to end the game. And directly from 20 years in the NFL broadcast booth. Perhaps he should have taken some time to find the right fit. NBC certainly wasn't it. Number four, Twitter in the 1950s. Our old friend Jim Cott is back in the news. The three-time All-Star won 283 games and 16 gold gloves in his 25-year Major League career and is an incoming member of the Baseball Hall of Fame. Cott has been calling games since 1986, mainly for the Yankees, Twins, and MLB Network. Many of you will recall last fall when, while calling an AL playoff game for MLB Network between the Astros and the White Sox, with Buck Showalter in the booth, by the way, Cott said teams should try to get, quote, a 40-acre field full of players that look like White Sox infielder Juan Moncada. The 40 acres reference was taken by some viewers to reference the U.S. government's unfulfilled promise to provide freed slaves with 40 acres and a mule. Cott apologized during the broadcast. Last week, Cott referred to Yankees left-hander Nestor Cortez as, quote, Nestor the molester, saying, quote, man, is he fun to watch. Different angles, different speeds. The 83-year-old Cott reached out to Cortez privately to apologize, and Cortez seized on the opportunity to publicly accept the apology, tweeting, hey, everybody, Jim Cott has spent an entire lifetime in this game we love. He reached out and apologized for his remark last night, but he didn't need to. We all make mistakes and feel 100% there was no malice intended. I plan on lifting him up with this tweet, as I hope others do. No sweat here, Jim. Well, what an ideal time for Cortez to be so forgiving. Just last month, he came under fire for tweets he made that used a racial epithet repeatedly. Cortez apologized and explained the tweets were made when he was a teenager, and he was just quoting rap lyrics, stating he had learned from his mistakes. All I know is Jim Cott is thankful we didn't have Twitter in the 1950s. Number three, say it ain't so, Joe. On Tuesday, in the midst of a 12-game losing streak, Angels GM Perry Minashian fired manager Joe Madden. Madden, who had spent over a decade in the Angels organization, being Mike Socha's bench coach on the 2002 team that won the World Series. Madden, who had taken over a Tampa Bay Devil Rays team that hadn't won more than 70 games in their first eight seasons and guided them to six consecutive winning seasons, four playoff appearances, and a World Series in 2008. Madden, who ended the century plus of suffering for Cubs fans in 2016 with their first World Series title since 1908. He, in fact, took the Cubs to three straight National League Championship Series between 2015 and 17. Madden has won 1,382 games, 31st most in Major League Baseball history, and has a winning percentage of .532. After the 12-game losing streak, the Angels were just two games under .500. It's true Madden had a winning season or playoff appearance in his first two with the Angels, the first a COVID-shortened season and the second without Mike Trout for most of the year. But you couldn't find anyone in the entire organization to say a bad word about Joe Madden. In fact, the GM said he will enjoy talking baseball with Madden every day still. Yet, Joe Madden took the fall. Did his firing give the Angels a lift like it does most other teams, like the Phillies after firing Joe Girardi or the Leafs after firing Mike Babcock? Not quite. They are 2-6 since canning Joe and have scored a total of two runs in their last three games. Number two, we don't deserve you. This comes from a Little League baseball game of 12-year-olds playing in New Jersey. A coach argued with the umpire over a play at third base, and after the argument was over, sucker punched the 72-year-old umpire, breaking his jaw. This comes from the story. Prior to the violent attack, the coach was arguing with the umpire and ended up being ejected from the game. He sucker punched the umpire in the face and fled the field. Quote, this coach, who is built like a linebacker, walked up to a 72-year-old veteran umpire with 35-plus years experience umpiring games and sucker punched him in the face. Even as police and EMTs were providing medical attention to the 72-year-old umpire, other parents from the same team were heard shouting expletives at the umpire and saying things like, quote, he deserved it. You know, my partner on Odds On, Amal Shaw, says over and over again that we are going to ruin youth sports because of the parents. Mm-hmm. Who will want to officiate these games anymore? You know, I did this heavily, umpiring, between 1987 and, let's say, 1993 or 1994. I never dealt with issues like this with parents or coaches. There'd be some good-natured ribbing. There'd be some times where they disagreed with a call. and they did so vehemently, but never the kind of personal attacks, assaults, following umpires home, following them to their cars. Our society has lost its mind. These are kids playing a game. This isn't a tryout for Major League Baseball. There isn't $150 million waiting next week for your kid, and you lost it because of some call. Get a grip, people. And number one, by George, you're wrong. George Washington University is a private school located in our nation's capital. It competes in the A-10 division. The Colonials' best NCAA tournament finish was in 1993 under head coach Mike Jarvis when they advanced to the Sweet 16 before losing to the Fab Five of Michigan. The school decided this week they are dropping their nickname, the Colonials. This is the finding of a special committee made up of faculty, staff, students, alumni, and members of the athletic department. The report states that the university community is sharply divided over the moniker Colonial. Supporters of the name believe Colonial refers to those who lived in the colonies and fought bravely for independence against England, ensuring democracy for the United States. These men and women opposed the practice of colonization. But those who detract from the moniker say that Colonial means the colonizers themselves, both here and abroad, and refers to those who stole land from indigenous groups, murdered natives, and introduced slavery into the colonies. The report concludes that since there is a division on the name and that it fails to serve the purpose of unifying the community, the name will be dropped and replaced with a new name starting with the 2023-24 academic year. University President Mark Wrighton said, quote, "We have a great opportunity to conduct an inclusive process in choosing the new school nickname." How can the job of a nickname be to unify a campus or a community when America is unified on absolutely nothing in 2022? How does a Hawkeye or a Gator or a Jayhawk or a Buffalo unite? What's next? Notre Dame drops Fighting Irish because not everyone loves New York City police? Instead of addressing the fact that it costs $300,000 to attend George Washington for 4 years, the university has spent 2 years of time and effort concluding that what it really needs is a new mascot. And by the time it decides on the name of the new mascot, it will start focusing on whether the school needs a new name. I mean, how much longer can we tolerate the father of our country? And that is no hyperbole.
All right. All right. Very good.
It's good. We got a buddy. Our buddy's name is Fitzgerald. And he was out. He goes, "Oh, I'm offended by Fighting Irish. I'm a peace-loving kind of guy. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. I mean, this is good."
The number two on your list is spot on. The guy should be put away in jail forever.
Parents and coaches, out of control.
I don't.
Out of control. It wasn't. I played sports my whole life. It wasn't like this.
No, I never ejected a coach. It never got to the point where people got personal or anything like that.
Yeah, right.
God.
The game.
What has happened in the last game. I mean,
it's my kid's grade, and he's going to go on to big. It's like Dante Amante.
This is our generation, though.
It's our generation.
This is.
We grew up with these people who are acting like this now.
Yeah.
Absolute idiots. Guys, follow the money here on VSiN. Today's baseball card, how we're betting it, coming up.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com. Check the current betting splits data. Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? The page is updated every 10 minutes. Find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. Betting splits, another way VSiN's here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com.
Right, we continue here with Mike Palm in studio, the maestro, the VP of Circa Sports, the hotel casino in downtown Las Vegas. You talked about this 20 minutes ago, the process of like 86ing a customer down here. You said that abusive language will do it like almost automatically. Depends on how. This is from Jeff, email ftm@vsin.com. At what point does someone actually get removed from a table for abusive language? I've seen guys curse dealers up and down when playing poker and nothing happens. Does a dealer have to request the floor or other table patrons? How does this work?
You know, we always train the dealers that unless it's something racially motivated or threatening, when the player starts using profanity or getting out of line, take charge of the table and tell them to knock it off. If they continue, then get your supervisor involved to give them a warning and start monitoring the game more closely. There's certain things, you know, threatening them, I talked about the four-letter word, you know, saying different sort of things. Certain things will get them removed for the night, and certain things will get them 86'd for good, right? Poker's a little different. Poker's a little different environment than it is in the pit here. And you know, the dealer has to speak up if they feel that they're getting abused. And then, you know, there's kind of some blowback from that from other players too. But, I mean, it's just this, you're talking about how you treat people.
Sure.
I mean, this is somebody's place of business. I mean, do you go to IBM and curse somebody out? Do you go to the hardware store? I mean, it's not acceptable.
Sure.
Just because it's a casino doesn't mean people shouldn't be treated with respect.
Good comparison. I'm not saying this happens here, but based on your experience and history, does it also matter in terms of what kind of player the guy is? More, I mean, if he's playing 10,000 a hand, pound. I've seen guys pound the table, throw
not
stuff.
Not with that word.
I understand.
Word.
Oh, you're right about
we
that.
We had a guy that's a huge player that said that word. Years ago, we never let him back in.
Wow, really?
Wow.
You can't say that word.
Gotcha.
There's no equivalent for a man, you know.
Okay, so how are you betting Major League Baseball, like, in it right now, in the middle of June with all these streaks? And we brought this up earlier today on the show. I want to make a case for Blackburn, plus money. He's been, you know, one of the best for many reasons, right? First of all, he's been a dog many times this year, as he should be, but he's winning and he's cashing tickets.
Well, how about if you bet him against Cleveland and he goes, why can't he finish the game?
Yeah, right.
90 pitches?
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, Davey Roberts, who would never let anybody go past seven, is letting pitchers go 123. Yeah.
How about Michaelis the other night?
I didn't agree with that move. It's one thing when you have a pitch that people will swing and miss. He doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
You throw him 128 pitches and Flaherty's just coming back. You don't know what you're going to have with him. I mean, the guy's one strike away, but he doesn't have a pitch he can throw by anybody. It's really tough for him to get a no-hitter. And to go 128? What was the most he threw before? 94?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I'd be looking to fade him in his next start.
Yes. Yep. He might be done for a while. I mean, he might be bad for a while. Blackburn's been very good, but you got to bet him first five.
That's the only way I could approach
that.
The
only way
today.
You can approach that.
And Mike, I got to be honest, I don't even know if I want to bet him.
Yeah.
Because the A's are so bad right now.
They're so bad. I was trying to make a case for him yesterday, and I said, I just can't pull the trigger. They're never even in these games.
No, I know.
They're over early.
Yeah. So, but all these streaky teams, like, Paul recognized this right away, and he said last Thursday
about Atlanta, and they haven't lost since.
No.
They haven't looked back at all. Now, I know they're playing bad teams, but they don't have any false steps.
No.
They score a ton of runs.
That's right. Carving the run line in all of them, except one, and it's $1.10 usually in that. So, yeah, right. A's awful. Cubs, long losing streak. Pirates just snapped a 8 or 9 game losing streak. Yankees have won 13 in a row at home. Braves have won 14 in a row. Brewers couldn't win a game for a while there. Mm-hmm. The Phillies were hot, won 10 of 11.
I still think the Brewers are a train wreck.
Really?
I think they missed the playoffs.
I'd like to
find this. Now, Mitch is good at finding these numbers. Find no on the Brewers playoffs. They were -$4 2 weeks ago to win the division.
Yep.
-$4 with a 4-game lead. The Cardinals are winning this division. They're a better defensive team. Goldschmidt ought to be the MVP. I mean, if you stopped it today, I know make an argument for Machado, but Goldschmidt just lapped him this week.
I agree.
I mean, well, what a performance he's having. And you put him in the 2-hole, you put him in the 3-hole, you get some protection from Arenado behind him. He's a gold glove first baseman.
Yeah.
I love this way the way this team plays the field. They have a lot of pitchers that pitch to contact, but they can do that because they can fly in the outfield. They're good at the corners.
I asked him, I think yesterday on the show, are the Cardinals last year's Braves? Or are the Braves last year's Braves?
I thought the Braves, you know, I thought they cashed their chips in winning the World Series last year and they wouldn't have that repeat performance. I know the Mets don't have their best two pitchers, but this could get interesting in the East. It could. We'll see how the Braves play against in their division when they get up against the Phillies and the Mets.
Right. Well, here's the thing. What Atlanta is doing right now happens to the Mets in September. The Mets see those same teams in September. And by then, all these guys will be back.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Maybe finally DeGrom can finally get on the field. Enough already. But this is, but it's down, you're right, it's down to 4 games. That lead evaporated quickly.
It was,
but also what the Mets are up against. While Atlanta's playing
what
this
a
schedule.
Brutal road trip they had.
Right, they had to go to L.A. They caught Anaheim at the right time, had to go to San Diego, and they come home and they take on Milwaukee. Still no gimme, they get blown out yesterday.
I will say this about Atlanta. I mean, Morton's having a terrible year.
Mm-hmm.
But look at this new kid now who was relieving. And now Strider made his fourth start of the season last night. He had 11 strikeouts in, 5 1/3?
Yeah, I keep saying, who is this kid, right? But, he's plugging the hole for them. Is Fried a Cy Young potential. I'm still trying to figure out how I lose this because I'm very confident with Alcantara.
Sure.
He deserved a better fate. You got to let him finish the eighth inning.
He was so sick.
You have to let him finish the eighth inning. You have to.
He gets the double play.
I know he walked two guys, but you get two outs, you got to let him finish the inning.
Yeah, if you're going to bring him out with that many pitches,
right?
You let him get one more guy. Because, Mike, he's throwing 101 miles an hour still in the game.
He's done it for three starts. He's throwing 100 in the eighth inning.
Okay, you're throwing out Burns. Okay.
I'm off Burns.
Right,
Musgrove. You think Burns? They should have let him up in the first inning yesterday and then let him off the hook.
Their chances,
Yep. Musgrove, you're all in on Musgrove.
I'm all in on Musgrove.
Price. So is King Stevens. Okay.
I've got Wheeler.
Yeah, okay. No, I can't get there with Max now. It went last night, right? Was that him last night? So? No. I can't put him in that class.
What about Gonsolin? Right,
Gonsolin is look, here's the argument, is he only goes six innings, right? That's the argument against him. He'll be his innings count. But boy, every time out, he seems to have all his pitches working, and he works. So he reminds me of Ryu 3 years ago with the Dodgers, when he would have won the Cy Young, except he gave up 14 earned runs and two starts at Coors. Command of four pitches, works fast. Now Ryu's out for the year, but he's slowed down his pace. He doesn't have that command. Gonsolin just goes out there and gives you six innings of one or no earned runs.
Yeah.
And now Anderson follows behind him.
They're a combined 16-0.
That's amazing.
Silly.
Two guys that, what would you have counted on them for total wins? 10 or 12 for the whole year?
Probably for the
whole
year.
And they're 16-0.
Yeah.
Amal tells me he thinks Urias is pitching well. I don't. And now Buehler's on the shelf for 3 months.
Well, you knew something was wrong.
There was. Something was way off with that kid.
Strider last night, freed a couple nights ago, right. But how about the Judge thing? I mean, every night the guy's going deep.
What a great day for him. Uh-huh. A top pitching matchup between two left-handers, and he has a key hit in the game and playing great center field. Stanton's a butchering right, isn't he?
Yeah.
Stanton is anything that goes towards the line, he's not going to catch or hits at the base of the wall.
Sure. That home run by Judge last night, and I know a lot of people like to give Yankee Stadium some crap for how short it is, and he hits home runs like that quite often. I have no idea how that left the yard.
Did you see the one Arenado hit in the first game of the doubleheader? I think it was in the first game of the doubleheader against the Pirates the other day. Might have been, or maybe it was against the Reds on Sunday. I mean, it was very high fly ball. The left fielder actually took a step in and then drifted back. It was like 12 rows into the seats.
Really?
It was unbelievable.
Just kept carrying and carrying the entire
carrying time.
Okay. So what about the American League then? Judge going to do this if he stays healthy?
How can he not?
He's going to hit 60 home runs.
He's got to get hurt or something happened to him. And on a team that's going to win 105 games.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? And that spotlight?
Maybe.
Maybe more?
Yeah. Come on. 46 and 16.
They're kind of not. This series might deliver. It's early, but a knockout punch to the Rays for the division.
I would say this. What's the narrative on the Yankees? Because they started 2 days ago, right? Their next 13 games were the Rays, the Blue Jays, and the Astros. 13 consecutive games. So what if they went 9-4 or somehow 10-3 against that group? Like, do you know what we're going to be seeing about the Yankees in 2 weeks? They're going to win 115 games.
I told him all the division's over. He said, nah, the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays, Berrios is no good.
No.
Okay?
No, can't.
Manoa is terrific.
Struggling with the Orioles at home. Come on.
He throws a little bit straight for me.
Yeah.
His fastball's a little straight. For my taste, I might add Gonsolin. Who knows if he continues this story? I think the AL is all Verlander. It's Verlander. I think the two awards in the AL are somebody's to lose, right? Where the NL is very interesting.
I think McClanahan still. I mean, what if that catch is made and the Rays win the game yesterday? Yeah.
His stuff wasn't as sharp as he's been at home, though. You know,
at home he's got that
edge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At home he's able to throw that slider or that fastball on the outside to right-handers. He kept coming in last night. Everything was tailing in.
Follow the money here on VSiN, the sports betting network. Will continue. Mike Palm in studio here, the VP of Circa Sports in downtown Las Vegas, also the host of Odds On weekdays at 2 Eastern, 11 Pacific, right here on VSiN. In Pocket Plays, how we are attacking the card tonight, coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1.
You're up.
Alrighty. Here we go. In pocket place. I'm on a couple of props tonight in the basketball game. I said it. Got to do it. For the first basket. Al Horford's 10-1. Shop around, you might find better than that. And Draymond Green, 20-1. First basket, all I'm looking for tonight. I'll take those odds.
Yeah?
Yep.
All right.
I'm skipping baseball as of right now. A couple of bets I want to make, but I can't get myself to pull the trigger yet. I mentioned the A's multiple times. That's a team I'm looking at. But maybe a first three with the A's?
Okay.
First five, maybe? But that, right. I could not. The full game, I can't do it.
Oh, your golf pending, no hole in one. Make sure if it happens, you tweet at Mitch, too. And then everyone you bet to win the U.S. Open update coming in a second. Braves run line, ice cream every night, 8 p.m. 14-0 run and 13 on the run line. They take out the Nats, no problem. Largest lead under tonight, my friend.
I wish you well.
Yeah, thank you. Largest lead under 17.5. Good fine folks at Circa have that here. It's up in a lot of places. And I like the Celtics. I think we're going 7. We're going 7. They've been great with their backs against the wall. Any cliche you want, season on the line. So I think please, for the love of God, don't turn the ball over, okay? Play with a little pace, too. Go Boston laying 4, and I do have the Warriors minus 150 for the series, and the great prop at Bet Rivers, more 3, Splash Brothers against Tatum and Brown. In pocket presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted afternoon Eastern. BetRivers.com, over 350 different ways to bet the Stanley Cup Final and the NBA Finals. At Bet Rivers, we have a plethora of guys at 2 under, including Homa,
who was
Rahm,
at 1 over.
Yep,
right away.
Rahm, Morikawa, Juicy,
Munoz again.
Yep,
bunch of guys. Schauffele gave a stroke back. That's no good for me. Henley, I have him first round leader. He was 2 under. He gave a couple of back.
What's Schauffele?
He's now at even par.
And Henley's 1 under.
No, he's now at even.
Oh, he is.
He had a double. Yeah. Have you seen Spieth's round so far? Spieth moments ago had 4 bogeys and 2 birdies. That's a typical Jordan Spieth kind of round.
Did we talk about the Justin Rose? We said Justin Rose Sunday shot a 60 with two bogeys.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
What?
Think about that.
Yeah.
Yep. How's the action been, again, on the NBA Finals? I know we talked about this last
week. A ton of action. We need the Celtics tonight. We get buried to Golden State in six, that specific bet.
Oh, that.
Buried.
Good info.
Buried, like Super Bowl type.
What?
Oh,
you're kidding.
It's bad.
Was it just
It's a big number. People bet it before and during. And
wow.
How about after they were down 2-1? It was a really juicy price.
Another good point.
And they were still betting it then?
Yes.
Oh, mama.
Adding on.
Yeah.
So we I love that bet. I'm also on that tonight, too, under 17.5.
Yeah.
This should be a good game.
Should be. Well.
Should be.
Should be. Yeah, right. What do you think what transpired last night? For whatever reason, Vasilevsky struggled in game one.
I thought both goaltenders were off.
Oh, yeah. Those first three
embarrassing.
Goals. Embarrassing. What's the first one Kemper gave up?
Where was he on the way out here? And why didn't he poke check it away if you're going to come that far out?
It
was like the guy just muffed it in.
Yeah, go ahead. Hold the whole side of the net's open.
It was awful.
Way off kilter.
Vasilevsky was bad.
Soft as Charmin, those two goals.
I bet it. I bet Vasilevsky, Conn Smythe, and I bet Colorado to win the series. So I don't want a high-scoring series.
Yeah, right.
I want a low score. I mean, if Tampa wins in seven and they're scoring eight goals every game, there's a shot he doesn't win it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Where'd you get him at?
4-1.
Good job.
I actually got him at 11-1 2 weeks ago for very small. But now I bet him bigger because then I think Colorado wins the series.
Uh-huh.
That was their shot last night to win. Although I thought Tampa would come out and score first with Colorado having 11 days off.
Mm-hmm.
But it could get ugly. But you still got to beat the champ. I mean, this team was a dog into the first two playoff series.
Right.
Against Florida, they were a dog at home up 2-0. With no respect to the market.
Well, okay, I said this to Paulie earlier.
Yeah.
And you love the sport. They're the two-time champs. I get it. They're awesome. The respect is there. Mike, the talent and the speed, I mean, from Colorado was just, again, jumps off the screen.
Yeah, but nobody can forget 3 straight years how they failed in
the
playoffs.
They had injuries,
the thing.
Though, too. Yeah.
The thing.
Yeah.
As did Tampa Bay before they put it all together.
Yeah.
True. I mean, Tampa Bay's been good for a while.
Yeah, I know.
This franchise has been, it's almost been a decade
solid.
Now.
Yeah.
Remember, they had the Blackhawks in the final.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
They've been very good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Happy early Father's Day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
The father of two little ones.
Yes.
Father of, two and stepfather to one. My baby just turned 4 months. So time really flies. You know, I want to say something about Father's Day here, and I'll tell a story about my dad, because I almost said in this story about how people behave in the casinos, you don't go to the post office and yell. But you know, my father, especially after he retired, became a little more eccentric. And he was very upset by the fact that we didn't get our mail till 1:30 or 2 in the afternoon. And he would complain to his friend Jim Fitzgerald, who like Tim, who owned a bar, that he would say, it's not right. He said, other people are getting their mail at 9:15, 9:30 in the morning. And his friend would say to him, but Ronnie, somebody is on the end of the route. Somebody has, not everybody can be the first house in the route. And we had this mailman, Jack. And my father would track him around and see what his house was on our route. He lived,
what do you
like
mean,
two,
track him?
Well, he would go and follow him, see where he was at different parts of it. And my mother used to say, Ron, the only thing is in the mail is bills. What are you waiting for? There's no news coming, you know? His house was on the route, so my father would go and he'd time how long he took his lunch at the house. I mean, he was obsessed with it. I can recall.
How long was it?
I can recall. Oh, he'd say, oh, he took 52 minutes. How do you know what he was supposed to take? Anyhow, it got to the point at the end where he would meet him at the first stop on his route, which was the hospital. And he would have our mail and give it to my dad just to be done with it. And so my dad would go. They would meet at 9:15. My dad would get our mail and then come home. But anyhow, I remember one. It was in the summer, and it was a Saturday. It was in the summer, and there was a big, big maple trees across the street at the Mays residence. And we were like the last block, and he came, the mailman, and he parked under the shade of one of these trees. Very hot, right? And they're not air-conditioned. They're open, these mail. And I think he fell asleep, right, in the mail truck sitting there. And it was like 1:52 in the afternoon. And my father's just sitting there staring out the window at the mail truck. And he said, call the post office. I want to report him. I said, what do you mean? There's nobody going to answer the phone on a Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. He said, call him, get the number. So I call. I gave him the phone. He said, this is Ron Palm at 2800, I can't say the word, Balky Street. And that SOB Jack's been asleep for an hour in his truck. I mean, it just went on and on and on. Now it comes Christmas time. And this has been going on for 4 or 5 years, right? It comes Christmas time, and I see my father, and he's got a Christmas card, and he puts a $100 bill in it, seals the envelope, and he says, give this to Jack when he comes. I don't want to see him. I said, what? He says, when Jack comes to give the mail, look out for him, and when he comes, give him this. I said, you hate this man. You've been obsessed. You've been trying to get him fired for 5 years, and you're giving him $100. I mean, this is, you know, 30 years ago. Sure. You're giving him $100 for Christmas? I don't understand it. He says, that's right, Michael. It's Christmas. What does that have to do with it? But I want to wish everybody a very happy Father's Day. I know a lot of our viewers are fathers out there, and we meet you when you come from the Nesson area. You come from the Northeast. You come from California, Texas, Georgia, South Carolina. And we talk to you. And, you know, one of the things that resonates with the listeners is when we talk stories about our dads and the connection we had with them and how they are really responsible for our love of sports. And there's a poem by Robert Hayden, who, by the way, is from Detroit, like Derek Stevens, one of the best fathers I know, called Those Winter Sundays, that I think encapsulates what fathers mean to their children. Sundays, too, my father got up early and put his clothes on in the blue-black cold, then with cracked hands that ached from labor in the weekday weather, made bank fires blaze. No one ever thanked him. I'd wake and hear the cold splintering, breaking. When the rooms were warm, he'd call, and slowly I would rise and dress, fearing the chronic angers of that house, speaking indifferently to him who had driven out the cold and polished my good shoes as well. What did I know? What did I know of love's austere and lonely offices? Happy Father's Day to everyone.
There you go. Well said.
Right.
Absolutely seconded by that.
Yeah. A minus.
You only get one father, yep. And you got to enjoy the time that you have with him on this planet.
He'd be gone, you know, and I know you lost your dad recently, Mitch. My dad will be gone. He is gone 15 years. It's 2007, May 30th, 2007. It doesn't seem like it.
You think about him every day?
Every day.
My
great regret is that he never got to meet my kids. He loved kids.
Yeah.
He had dentures. But he crashed his car when he was like 19, knocked out all his teeth. So he had false teeth. And he would put them out and scare little kids with dentures.
Yeah,
He loved doing that. So I wish he could have met my kids.
Yeah.
Mine would wear a hat. This is my costume. On like Tuesday, June 4th. I mean, that's what I had.
Oh. He was a character. Right?
He was eccentric.
Yeah.
Well done. Great story. Clocking the guy on his lunch break.
Michael, it's Christmas.
But it's Christmas.
Give him that money now.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, everybody.
If you thought there was a sports betting offseason, think again. Our VSiN sports betting experts are working 24/7 to keep you informed on every sport on the schedule. The over pays the same for a baseball game or a football championship, and our team grinds year-round to help improve your betting night,
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox